Hi everyone, you're back on with Listen to L Boogie. Today is Wednesday, October the 27th, 2021. And today on Listen to L Boogie, we're going to cover Howard University students' protests because of their living conditions. President Joe Biden says that police officers that refuse the mandated vaccine should go home and be fired. And Floyd Mayweather comes out for Kyrie Irving as he goes through his issues with not wanting to take the vaccine. We're going to cover these three topics in the news once we return from this short message. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're back on with Listen to L Boogie. We're going to dive right into our first issue. There's issues going on at Howard University. This is from the Today. Seems like the Today Show, I'll say, because that's the symbol. Howard students protest over mold, mildew, mice, and poor housing conditions. Yadiya Kafal was excited to move into her new home at Howard University in Washington, D.C. until she was hospitalized. I was there for a day, but I was sick for a few weeks, Kafal, a first-year student, told Today. She learned her sickness was caused by exposure to mold once she returned to her dorm after testing negative for COVID-19. At the time, we didn't realize there was mold. It was when I came back to my room and then many people were saying, there's mold in the vents. Mold, mice, flooding, and other subpar living conditions riddle the residential buildings on campus, students say. And it's an issue they've been protesting for decades. Most recently, roughly 150 undergraduate students started occupying Blackburn University Center on October the 12th in protest of living conditions. Students say Howard has turned off the water, air conditioning, and Wi-Fi in their building. I'm transferring as soon as I can, Kafal said. I came here so I wouldn't have to fight. I came here so I didn't have to fight for my education, fight for my basic, literally basic necessities. For Howard to make me fight even more than when I did back in Seattle. There's no reason for me to be here. Channing Hill, a junior, who's part of the Live Movement campus organization that co-organized the sit-in at the Blackburn Center, said another housing issue is limited availability for upperclassmen, who Howard often tells to make their own housing arrangements. To have housing on Howard campus is a privilege, Hill said. To have housing without rats, mice, mold, and mildew on campus is unheard of. Howard housing is a long-standing issue. Students have been protesting poor housing conditions for decades. In 2018, students occupied the administration building for 9 days after reaching an agreement with the administration, who promised to meet their demands, according to NPR. And in 1989, up to 3,000 students occupied the administration building for almost a week over housing conditions and other issues, according to the Washington Post. Chandler Robinson, a first-year student who is part of the Live Movement, said protests in 2016 and in 2017, in addition to 2018 and this year, have resurfaced the same issues. Robinson, Hill, and Kafal said students have not seen enough action to fix the problems. Students have been occupying Blackburn for 2 weeks now. Blackburn Takeover, as the protest is known, issued a list of demands via the Live Movement Instagram. The demands include permanently reinstalled all affiliate board positions, a town hall with the school's president, legal and academic immunity, and Howard leadership sharing a detailed housing plan that fixes the problem. Howard University President Wayne Frederick released a statement Tuesday morning saying the school has already shared a detailed housing plan and is calling for the occupation to end. Frederick wrote, "There may be areas where we agree to disagree. That's the nature of a vibrant community. However, Howard University's proud tradition of student protest has never been and can never be invoked as a justification for tactics that harm our students. The current occupation of the Armour J. Blackburn Center is a departure from past norms. There is a distinct difference between peaceful protest and freedom of expression and the occupation of a university building that impedes operations and access to essential services and creates health and safety risks." Frank Tramble, Howard's vice president and chief communication officer, said in a statement to Today that Howard's provost and general counsel met with some protest leaders Monday and engaged in a discussion regarding their extended protest and a possible path forward. "The university is willing to continue to engaging in substantive conversation with our students regarding their expressed concerns, but the occupation of Blackburn Center has to end before we agree to do so." Howard has 8 residential halls, at least 4 of which are recently renovated, but students say that statistic is misleading. "The buildings themselves aren't in terrible condition. It's the maintenance of them and the fact that whenever they renovate them, they do so on a half budget. So the renovation isn't well done," shared Naira Harden, who graduated in May. Hill said the issue isn't available funding, but the allocation of those resources. Like most schools, Howard receives annual funding and from annual federal funding and funding from outside donations, including $40 million from Mackenzie Bezos last year. Frederick said in a full statement that Howard has allocated $2 billion toward completing and future renovation projects, and more money is on the way from President Joe Biden, whom promised funding to historically black colleges and universities. Hill said the intake of new money did not correlate to better housing infrastructure. "There's clearly mismanagement and misallocation of funds that affect the students. The truth remains that all of our students deserve a best-in-class dormitory experience at Howard, and we will continue to do our best to ensure that they receive it," Frederick said. While there have only been a small number of documented facilities reports relative to our entire inventory of residential rooms, we are actively inquiring about unreported issues that may be in the residence halls by going door to door to interview and assist each resident. The results of our inquiries to date affirm that the issues are not widespread and the vast majority of our students are living comfortably in their rooms. We have invited a building inspector, elected officials, student leaders, board members, deans, alumni, and media to visit our residential halls and affirm the conditions. We are working with our housing partners to ensure that all maintenance tickets are responded to in an expeditious fashion. Steele, Robinson, Kafal, and Hill said students think Howard has been slow to move and unresponsive to Blackburn takeover other than to tell protesters to leave. Hopefully they understand that we are very serious, in fact, that we are not moving, Robinson said. I think they have yet to take us seriously. I think they see us as children, but we are young adults who are being exposed to hazardous conditions that can affect us for the rest of our lives. Okay. That's the issue. I'm gonna go ahead on and comment on this issue. With the money he just mentioned, billions of dollars, there has to be an issue with allocation and possibly mismanagement of those monies, because if it's been going on since like 1989 and now funding to historically black colleges and universities is going to be cut by the tune of $43 billion. Now, I'm quite sure when the president made a statement that the president promised HBCUs funding, I'm quite sure he knows what's going on in Congress. And he knows that HBCUs aren't going to receive half the money that they've been receiving in billions of dollars. I'm quite sure he knows that. But this is called damage control. So he's coming out to the media to say that they're doing something, and he's trying to minimize the problem and try to state that it's not as widespread or as serious as students say it is, when it is, if this has been going on since 1989. And if this has been going on since 1989 and nothing's been done about it, it's just, that's unconscionable. I mean, I think they think that the living conditions at Howard is like a rites of passage of something, of some sort. That, you know, it's been known that, you know, this is how you live. That, like, it's a privilege to have good living conditions while you're at an institution of higher learning. It's, man, we have to do better as a people. If that university is getting billions of dollars to make renovations and they only doing it half-assed, that means they're cutting corners and try to get it done as cheap as possible, and the funds are going somewhere else, possibly in someone else's pocket. So I think that I'm trying to figure out how they have been escaped being investigated. An auditor, forensic accounting, or something needs to go, somebody needs to go in there and figure out what is going on with their budget and where's the money going, because that has to be an issue. There's a college in Atlanta, trying to remember the name of it. They just got their accreditation back. They had lost theirs because someone was mismanaging federal funds and the university lost their accreditation. And I think it was not Clark, not Morehouse, not Spelman. The school escapes me, but I'm quite sure some of you in the audience know the university I'm speaking about, near downtown Atlanta. I'm just trying to think of it. Their colors are like purple and some other color, purple and gold, I think, because I remember that the band was in the Battle of the Bands, and in the movie with Nick Cannon, Drumline. I just can't remember the name of the university, but they had lost their accreditation due to mismanagement of federal funds. And that caused the school to be closed for years. Fortunately, the school is on its way back. But Negroes mismanaging funds is not anything. It makes you wonder. You know, I think it goes on at more than one HBCU, because you have some facilities that HBCUs that haven't been upgraded. Let's say sports, take the weight room at a lot of HBCUs, or sporting facilities and hadn't been upgraded in years. It makes you wonder what they're doing with the money. So that's all I have to say about that. Once we return, we're going to talk about your President Biden and his statement that police officers that refuse to take the jab should be sent home and fired. See you guys in a few. Peace. Hi everyone, you're back on with Listen to L Boogie, and we're getting ready to cover our next bit of news from Fox. Biden says police officers, first responders should be fired for refusing the jab. Speaking during a presidential CNN town hall, moderator Anderson Cooper noted as many as one in three emergency responders in some major cities are refusing to comply with city vaccine mandates. And I quote, "I wonder where you stand on that," Cooper said. "Should police officers, first responders be mandated to get vaccinated? And if not, should they be mandated to stay at home, let go?" "Yes and yes," Biden replied, going on to suggest that he implemented his controversial vaccine mandate only as a last resort. In July, Biden announced businesses with more than 100 employees will be required to mandate coronavirus vaccines or administer weekly tests. Employers are also required to pay employees for time off to get vaccinated and recover from side effects. "The mandates are working," Biden further claiming even more airline employees have complied. Biden went on to say that those who oppose vaccine mandates are attempting to make vaccines a political issue. The president also scoffed at those who oppose vaccine mandates on the basis of freedom. "I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID," Biden said, mocking what he sees as the attitude of mandate opponents. "No, I mean, come on, freedom?" As a presidential candidate, Biden opposed a vaccine mandate. Nearly 70% of U.S. adults have received at least one, while more than 60% of all Americans have received both doses of COVID-19 vaccine. Two dozen Republican attorneys general have threatened to sue the administration over the mandate, calling it disastrous and counterproductive in a joint letter on September 16th. "From a policy perspective, this edict is unlikely to win hearts and minds. It will simply drive further skepticism," the letter addressed to Biden said. "And at least some Americans will simply leave the job market instead of complying." All right. What do the first responders and the police, which there's a lot of police officers refusing to take the vaccine, what do they know that the general public don't know? That's my question. I'm going to leave it at that. And once we return, we're going to move on with our last bit of news for today concerning Floyd Mayweather and Kyrie Irving. See you guys in a second. Peace. All right, ladies and gentlemen, all right, you're back on Listen to El Boogie, back on with Listen to El Boogie. And actually, Floyd Mayweather has a few issues going on. In one bit of news, we're going to cover him back in Kyrie Irving's decision not to take the vaccine. And he was involved in an incident with a so-called fan that he refused to take a picture with because the individual was wearing fingernail polish. Okay, we're going to cover both of these right now. Floyd Mayweather backs Nets Kyrie Irving amid vaccine fallout. Kyrie Irving's decision to remain unvaccinated entering the NBA season gained another prominent backer when boxer Floyd Mayweather released a video on Tuesday that commended Irving for being a great person, great father, great athlete. America is the land of the free. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and supposedly freedom of choice, Mayweather said. I respect you for having some integrity and being your own man. A free mind makes its own choices. An enslaved mind follows the crowd. Stand for something or fall for anything. One man can lead a revolution to stand up and fight for what's right. One choice, one word, one action can change the world. It's crazy how people hate you for being a leader. I hope your actions encourage others, many others, to stand up and say enough is enough. Mayweather recalled he and Irving hanging out at 2016 as Irving participated in the Rio Olympics and said he planned to post a message on one of his social media platforms, but instead wanted to do it the old school way, reading it aloud. The Brooklyn Nets announced on October 12th that Irving can't join in practices or play in games until he's be eligible to participate fully as a player, which means he would be fully vaccinated. Irving's absence and decision made by the Nets led to hundreds gathering outside the Barclays Center on Sunday to protest and support Irving, chanting "no vaccine mandate," among other phrases, before Brooklyn's game against the Charlotte Hornets. Previously, Irving wouldn't have been able to play games in San Francisco and New York, which have COVID-19 vaccination mandates, and wasn't able to practice with the team until his HSS training center was deemed a private office building. Irving has also received praise for his stance from entertainer Chris Brown and Texas Senator Ted Cruz. "The real hero, I stand with my brother," Brown wrote over a picture of Irving in an Instagram story. "Whoever don't like it, go live your damn life. It's his choice and a damn good one. Always in my brother's corner." Brooklyn split its opening four games of the 21-22 season, which included two double-digit losses, and host the Miami Heat in their next game on Wednesday night. All right. And in our next bit of news with Floyd, Floyd Mayweather refuses to take selfie with boy for wearing nail polish. The famed boxer allegedly shut down the photo request after Saturday's Clippers versus Grizzlies game at the Staples Center. Floyd Mayweather reportedly refused to take a selfie with a male teenage fan because his nails were painted. Mayweather allegedly shut down his photo request after the Clippers versus Grizzlies game at the Staples Center on Saturday. The 18-year-old white male shared a photo on his black painted nails with TMZ Sports on Monday. You got painted nails. I don't take pictures with guys with no painted nails. Mayweather is heard saying in the video on his encounter with the fan. Floyd doesn't want to take a picture with me because my nails are painted. Bruh, really? The unnamed fan said. TMZ Sports notes that several male influencers are fond of rocking painted nails, including MGK, Lil Yachty, ASAP Rocky, Post Malone, Youngblood, Brad Pitt, and Harry Styles. ASAP Rocky has publicly celebrated male manicures. In a 2019 interview with Vogue, Harlem-born rapper explained why more men should rock an artistry manicure. I feel like men should be able to do nail art without feeling feminine, he said. For his collaboration with Pandora's Fall-Winter 2019 collection, the hip-hop star said a really, really good lady painted the Italian fashion brand's logo as well as a tiny American flag with yellow smiley faces and flames on his nails. At the time, ASAP Rocky shared photos of his Instagram showing his nail designs. Rocky has also had the words love etched on his nails as well as fuck off. Okay. I'm going to go ahead on and handle this issue right here. Okay. As Floyd stated in his first statement about Kyrie Irving's decision not to take the vaccine, he has a right not to take a picture with whomever for whatever reason. Okay. If he doesn't want to take a picture with someone with their nails painted, then he doesn't have to. Now, the guy, I saw the video today, and the guy came out right out and said that Floyd was homophobic. Okay. Either he's I'm not even going to entertain that part. Okay. They came up with all these quote unquote heterosexual males with their nails painted. Okay. They even mentioned that these persons, Lil Yachty or ASAP Rocky, was a member of Alphabet Group or Rainbow Coalition Part 2. So why would he automatically come out and say that just because he doesn't want to take a picture with a man with his nails painted that he's homophobic? Okay. No matter who you are, this is America. We're slowly moving in the direction where general and normal American values are being ignored. So we're moving in that direction. So when you want to put something on a people, you can't like do it all at once. You have to do it gradually. You have to introduce it gradually, like there's little intricate changes in the NFL and the NBA. You know, they know where they want a sport to be, but they can't make drastic changes all at once because it'll cause an uproar. So they institute little small changes, and they get certain people to be on the bandwagon with them, with their changes, and agree to them so that the public won't be too outraged. It's the same thing with the LGBT community. There's an issue that, to me, and this is my opinion, they want to push on people what they aren't willing to be pushed, to have pushed on them. And they want to demonize and quote unquote cancel people that don't want to agree with their lifestyle or what they are doing. This is America. You're supposed to have the right of freedom of expression and freedom of speech. So there's not an issue if you want to live whatever lifestyle you choose. That's not the issue. The issue is pushing it off on people when they don't want it pushed on them. If you're a member of the LGBT community and all the rest of the alphabets they add on the end, all fine and dandy. Do you. This is freedom of expression. And if you live in this country, you should want to be whatever you want to be and not be persecuted for it. But you cannot push your lifestyle and have people to accept that lifestyle or whatever it entails. They don't have to accept it unless they want to. They have the freedom to or not to accept the way you live your life. That's what that is. That's all I have to say about that. That's going to end today's episode of Current Events for Wednesday, October the 27th, 2021. I've thoroughly enjoyed bringing you guys these events, and you know, there's what's going on in our country. But in my opinion, we are moving in the wrong direction. We are moving left, and I don't mean left as being liberal, I mean left as being wrong. This country, it's moving towards where they want to give you an impression that this is America and you still have choices, but you're only going to have the choices that they present to you, and that we are going in the wrong direction. If someone doesn't want to take a picture with someone with painted nails, or someone doesn't want to take a picture with someone without painted nails, that is their choice. If there are people that don't want to receive the vaccine, then that is their choice. Just like there's an issue now with a bigger attack on women's right to choose whether they should have an abortion pregnancy or not. So this is the attack on freedoms. So what they do is they chip away at it to, at some point, people are going to feel like they don't have a choice but to conform. But the founding fathers, of course, there's a lot of moving parts to what they intended, but this is not what America should be about. You should be able to make a choice to or not to have a vaccine. So this president comes in, he mandates vaccines. He know that businesses are gonna put that on their employees, and then they're not, in a lot of cases, they're not even giving them the choice to be tested twice a week. They say take the jab or be fired or lose your job. So it's being forced on people. It's being forced on people. And that's not, we're moving in the wrong direction. This country is moving in the wrong direction. I say again, freedom don't mean, the freedoms that you get a choice of two freedoms. You got a freedom to get the mandated vaccine or be fired. Those are your choices. Your freedom is to, people should have the right to make a choice to get the vaccine. If they feel like that's best for them, then so be it. Or not to get the vaccine if they feel like that's in their best interest. But it seems like the country is moving in towards not being free, but being mandated to do certain things. That's a whole nother episode. I'm going to leave y'all with that. And I'll see y'all again soon. This is L Boogie. Y'all love each other. Peace.